Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. It's Ann Miller. She's vice president of the Audubon County Early Childhood Organization. And as part of Operation T-Bone this weekend, they've got an event set up for tonight that we wanted to visit about. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. We've heard so much about the Audubon County Early Childhood Organization's project to put a child care development center there in the county. And I know that's a project that's been discussed and worked on actually for quite a long time now, hasn't it?
It has been a long time. We have had community meetings since 2013, kind of around the issue of a shortage of child care here in Audubon County. And part of those meetings, we brainstormed different things that we could do, including recruiting additional home providers, supporting them and what they're doing. But one of the needs that clearly emerged was the need for a licensed child care center.
And you are vice president of the Audubon County Early Childhood Organization, so you're right there working with this. Has it been pretty well received?
It has been well received. In fact, we've been overwhelmed by the community support. I think it's something people definitely with small children understand, but even those whose children are grown or those without children understand that we need a wealth of child care in Audubon County, and we need different options for working parents.
Yeah, well, and it's great not just to hear that people are supportive, but to see and feel that support, too. Has the financial support come along?
The financial support has been fantastic. We formed as a nonprofit in November of 2014 and have raised just shy of $7,000 of our goal to open doors August 31st.
Wow, that's pretty amazing so fast.
It went really fast, that's right. We got some great grant support. Support from our local businesses and a lot of support from individuals and families.
You bet. Well, as far as the project itself goes, are you building a facility or are you moving into one that currently exists? How will that work?
We are moving into the Friendship Home in Audubon. We looked at all sorts of options in the county. We looked at existing buildings. We looked at building from scratch or modular. And what we found is that child care centers are really heavily regulated when it comes to fire code. And so just renovating an existing building wasn't cost-effective. It was basically the same as building from new. And then when the Friendship Home had an open wing, we realized that they, too, have to meet kind of the same fire requirements that we do. And so moving in and renovating that space was just a lot more cost-effective for us. And in addition to that, you know, the cost savings is great, but the quality of life for the long-term care residents and then for the children attending the center to have adoptive grandparents and some joint programming going on is just huge.
It actually sounds like a fun project.
There are other child care centers located in long-term care facilities throughout the country. There's one in Madrid, Iowa. So there's been research done. There's been lots of conversation around it, and there's other communities that have already done it and had great success with that partnership.
Well, isn't that just a huge benefit with regard to getting the public support and the financing that you need when you can show them, yeah, this is actually where we will be. You can come look at it. This is where it is, and this is how it's going to work. I mean, that's a big plus.
It's a big plus. It's really great to just add to the community, and our renovations are coming along. If you peek in that wing, you can see the rooms now, and we're ordering furniture and getting things ready to go.
Absolutely. That's way better than drawings on a piece of paper.
That's right. It is. It's a lot more fun.
Well, and it's a lot more, in addition to, as you said, cost effective, and you know what you're getting already, you can get up and running so much faster.
A lot faster. That's right. We, like I said earlier, we started fundraising in November, and it'll be less than a year before we open doors. You know, our August 31st is our open date. We're going to have room for 45 kiddos and expect to be hiring the equivalent of 7 full-time staff. And we're weeks away.
Yeah, you're crunch time now.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, we need to finish up that fundraising, too. And I know you've got an event coming up tonight as part of the 65th annual Operation T-Bone event in Audubon to help push that along. Albert's Fun Fest for the Nest, it's called tonight. What will happen?
Tonight is our last big fundraiser before opening our doors, and so we're really hoping to pull in those last remaining funds. We're having a picnic at Albert the Bull Park in Audubon. We'll be serving burgers from 5 to 7:30. There'll be a sweet corn bar with some different and unusual toppings for those who want to be adventurous. We will have all sorts of old-fashioned picnic games, tug-of-war, ring toss, that type of thing. And in addition to that, we're having a pickers jam where we're having musicians from all over the state. Local musicians are welcome to bring their instruments and join in, too. So basically what happens is one musician starts a song that they know and love and that the others are welcome to join in as they see fit, or just sit back and enjoy that particular song. The audience is invited to join or, again, just sit back and enjoy.
Sounds like a family event, which we would expect from a child care center.
That's right. That's right. Bring out the kiddos, the whole family. Grab a lawn chair and enjoy.
And plenty of shade.
And there is some shade down there, you know. There can always be more, but yeah, there's a shelter house and some great trees, and the Albert the Bull campsite is there, so there's lots of trees to sit under and be there, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, will folks be able to learn more? Will you have some information there for them if they have any questions about the project?
We will have information. We'll also have lots of board members there. We'll all be wearing blue Albert the Bull t-shirts and would really invite people to ask us questions. And get more information. We're also accepting registrations right now for families who are looking for childcare, and we'll have a few registration packets on hand. Otherwise, families can get online at our website, audubonchildrensnest.com, and get more information.
Excellent. I guess that was going to be where I was going next, too, was it's one thing to get up and running and get some staff hired and whatever, but, you know, it usually seems like these things fill up so incredibly fast because the need is there.
You know, they do, there is need. However, we don't expect to be at full capacity right away. I think it will be something that will build over time, and so we'll hire the staff as we need for the children that we get in the door. We have a handful of children already signed up right now, and we get inquiries every single day. And so we're expecting that we would start less than full capacity, but throughout the fall, we'll have more kids.
Sure. For folks who maybe might be wondering, what is the process like if they inquire about space for their child? What do they have to go through to get through the registration process?
We have a new family packet for families to fill out. They can certainly come and sit down with us and ask questions. They can come see the space. We will be having open houses and orientation days as we get closer to opening. So families can come check out the space, meet our director, meet staff, meet the board, and really feel good about where they're hoping to send their children. And then if they decide that is indeed where they want to send their kiddos, they just fill out a packet of information. And it's the standard information that they would fill out for a home provider or for another center. It's health records and contact information and that type of thing.
Sure. Well, as a board member, we're now so close to getting going, it's got to be both a little bit of a nervous time and an exciting time.
It is fantastic. That's right. It's, you kind of oscillate between super excited and, oh my goodness, how are we going to get all this done? we're just putting in equipment orders to get all our toys and our equipment and expecting that to show up shortly after the renovations are done. We're in the process of hiring our staff, taking family registrations. Yeah, it's 31 days and counting, and we're hoping to open our doors.
Yeah, a little overwhelming now, but you'll take a deep breath about September 1st, right?
September 1st will be a very relaxing day.
I'm sure it will. Very good. Well, Anne, again, tonight, the Albert's Fun Fest for the Nest. What time will that happen?
We will be serving hamburgers from 5 to 7:30. The T-Bone Committee is going to be grilling for us, and families are welcome to come out and enjoy the evening.
Very good. And that's right there at Albert the Bull Park, so it's real easy to find. What's your favorite part of T-Bone Celebration?
Well, this year it's definitely going to be the Fun Fest for the Nest.
I bet it will be.
It will be. You know, T-Bone is such a fun weekend just to come out and enjoy Audubon and all it has to offer. On Saturday, there's games and different things going on up at the park. There's a parade at 1 o'clock. It's a very fun weekend to enjoy and see people that you know or meet people that you don't.
Yep, it's very different than it was when it started. It's morphed into quite a community celebration, which says a lot about how people support the locals there in Audubon, and, of course, by this project, too, with the Children's Nest. Very
That's
good.
Right. That's right.
Well, Anne, again, thanks so much for your time here this morning, and good luck tonight, and good luck on finishing up that project. We're excited to see that happen.
Thank you so much.